Mr. Watson and Mrs. Watson have a pig named Mercy. Each night they sing Mercy to sleep. Bright, bright is the morning sun, sing Mr. and Mrs. Watson. But brighter still is our darling one. Dark, dark is the coming night, but oh, our Mercy shines so bright. This song makes Mercy feel warm inside, as if she has just eaten hot toast with a great deal of butter on it. Mercy likes hot toast with a great deal of butter on it. But when Mr. and Mrs. Watson kiss her goodnight and turn off the light, Mercy's room becomes dark, very dark, and Mercy does not feel warm and buttery toasty inside anymore. She feels afraid. One night, after Mr. and Mrs. Watson sang their song about the sun, kissed Mercy goodnight, and turned off the light, Mercy decided something. She decided that she would be much happier if she wasn't sleeping alone. And so Mercy got out of her bed and went and got in bed with Mr. and Mrs. Watson. She snuggled up between them. Mercy felt warm inside, as if she had just eaten hot toast with a great deal of butter on it. Chapter 2. Mr. Watson and Mrs. Watson and Mercy were all in bed together. They were all dreaming. Mr. Watson was dreaming of driving a very fast car. Vroom, said Mr. Watson in his sleep. Vroom, vroom. Mrs. Watson was dreaming of buttering hot toast for Mercy. She buttered one piece and then another piece and then another. Have more, dear, Mrs. Watson said in her sleep. Eat up. Yum, yum. Mercy was dreaming about hot buttered toast, too. In Mercy's dream, hot buttered toast was piled high on her favorite blue plate, and Mrs. Watson was buttering still more. It was an excellent dream. Mr. Watson said, Vroom, vroom. Mrs. Watson said, Have some more, dear. Mercy snuffled and chewed in her sleep. Mr. Watson and Mrs. Watson and Mercy were all so busy sleeping that they did not hear the bed creak. They were all so busy dreaming that they did not hear the floor moan. Chapter 3. Boom! A hole opened under the Watsons' bed. Crack! The Watsons' bed fell into the hole. Mr. Watson woke up. Mrs. Watson woke up. Mercy woke up, too. What the? Said Mr. Watson. Oink! Said Mercy. It's an earthquake! Shouted Mrs. Watson. It's the end of the world! Nonsense! Said Mr. Watson. But he did not sound very sure. He sounded frightened. Mercy, however, was not frightened. Mercy was hungry. Oink! Said Mercy again. She moved to the end of the bed. Boom! Crack! The bed fell a little farther into the hole in the floor. Don't move! Shouted Mr. Watson. Whatever you do, don't move! Mr. Watson and Mrs. Watson and Mercy held very still. Mrs. Watson started to cry. I know exactly what we must do, said Mr. Watson. We must call the fire department. They will rescue us. But you said we should not move, said Mrs. Watson. How can we call the fire department if we cannot move? Mercy recalled her lovely toast-filled dream. She wondered if there was any toast in the kitchen. While Mr. Watson and Mrs. Watson were arguing, Mercy hopped off the bed. Boom! Crack! Look, said Mrs. Watson. Mercy has escaped. She is going to find help, said Mr. Watson. She is going to alert the fire department. Mercy left the bedroom at a gallop. She was in a hurry. She was on her way to the kitchen. She was looking for some toast.